الله على أعضائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. May Allah, inshallah, accept our prayers, amal, and dua in this holy month. Recite louder salawat and gift it to Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Vomiting purposely during the day and during the time that you're fasting would invalidate your fasting. If I do something that purposely, you know, I vomit, I throw up for any purpose that I do, that would, you know, purposely would make my salat batil and invalid. We know that if we eat something, you know, not purposely, I just forgot, I ate something, or, you know, the example that ulama says, you were running outside if you had any energy and your mouth was open and a fly came to your mouth, what should you do? You know, if it went all the way down, so it's not even considering eating anymore, so like your mouth was open and you were running, it was all the way inside, and it's not eating, you don't consider it eating, that's fine, it's gone, right? You got the energy. But if it's still at a place that you can take it out, you should take it out, right? However, if you have to use your hand or something to take it out, you don't like it, it's disgusting, right? You want to take it out and you're vomiting, but you're doing it yourself. Although you have to take it out, but because you're vomiting, your salat, your fasting would be invalid and you have to do the qaza. You have to fast again after Ramadan, inshallah. So make sure, inshallah, for any reason, you shouldn't do purposely vomiting and throwing up. Recite the loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Recite another one louder, ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad.
One of the characteristics of a person who is traveling or a person who is in a trip, beside all those characteristics that we mentioned, and last night we mentioned about tawakkul, to trust the person who is in charge of the trip. The next one is that if I'm traveling, I have to be patient, right? Patience and patient, being patient is very important in the trip. We all know that taking a trip, being away from home, even for vacation, it's not easy, right? Sometimes you have difficulties. You get sick, sometimes your kids get sick, sometimes your car runs out of, gas, you lose your wallet. All the things happen during the vacation, right? During the trip. So it's not easy. And we experience all these difficulties during trip. That's why when we get home, we said home, sweet home, right? Because nowhere is like home. In the house, you're more comfortable. Whatever you go, wherever you go, you want to come back to be at your home. So the person who is not patient during the trip, not only, you know, usually he makes himself tired. As soon as little things happen during the trip and everything is not the way that he wanted, she wanted, is not perfect, it will make it difficult for himself, and also he will bother other people as well. Why it's like this, why it's not the way that I wanted. And he doesn't enjoy the trip that he's taking. I don't know, have you ever seen some kids, when you're traveling with kids, because they're not patient, the level of their patience are, you know, low. As soon as they want something, specifically when you're taking road trip, as soon as they want something, you have to give it to them. If he is hungry, he is hungry. You have to stop and give him something, right? They cry, I want this. You said, you know, sweetheart, 5 minutes, we'll get somewhere. No, I want it right now. So if in a trip you saw that kids want something, they usually give you a hard time because of that. They want it right away. If they are tired, because they're not patient enough, you know, they make it difficult for everyone in the trip. So some people in this world are like this. As soon as they see things in their life are not perfect, they start crying. They start, you know, complaining about different things. If I wanted my car to be like this, if I wanted my house to be like this, and it's not like that, they start crying, they start complaining about their, against their life and, you know, the situation in their life. So these characteristics, the sabr or the patience, is one of the main characteristics that a person who is taking the trip towards Allah, we call it Sadiq or Arif, he has or she has to have this attribute as well, to be patient. To be patient in the way towards Allah. And this is one of the characteristics that no matter if you are one of the greatest prophets or you're a simple mu'min, you should have it. Quran is saying that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Ahqaf, Ayah 35. فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. You have to be patient, you have to observe patience as the result, as the greatest messengers observe patience. They observe patience, you have to observe patience as well. So as soon as we hear the term sabr or patience, we think it's only for the moment and for the time that there is a difficulty, there is a tragedy, there is a problem in my life, and Allah wants me to be patient. As soon as we hear the term sabr, we think it's all about, you know, the difficulty, the trouble that we might have in that. But it's not necessarily that way. The term sabr or patience is way bigger than that. There is a beautiful hadith that it has been narrated from different Ahlul Bayt, from different Imams, differently, that it says, As-sabru thalatha. We have three different sabrs, three different patience. Sabrun inda al-ma'siyah, wa sabrun ala al-ta'ah, wa sabrun ala al-ma'siyah. The first one is three types of patience. Sabr and being patient against difficulties, you know, and the musibah. If I, you know, I lost someone, there's a difficulty in my life, something like that. The second one is the sabr towards being obedient towards Allah, the ta'at of Allah, to obey Allah. You need to have sabr. And the third one is sabr anil ma'siyah, being patient when it comes to sins, committing sins. So he needs money, he has to pay his bills, and he really needs money. He doesn't have, you know, enough money. So he's walking the street and he's seeing a wallet full of money. He needs money and he's an employee of the company and someone is coming to bribe him. And that's haram in Islam. But he needs it. Remember when Allah wants to test someone? He comes and he brings the moment that you cannot deny it. Remember last night, Ibrahim, when he was in Manjaniq catapult, at that moment, Jibreel came and told him, do you need help or not? When I need something, right now I'm by Jesus, you know, these people that they steal money, they are very bad people, you know. I talk because, you know, I'm not in the field, in the battlefield, right? But when it comes to my turn, Allah says, really? Okay, you will be this, I gave this example to you, you will become the CEO of the company, okay? And at that moment, something happened in your life that you need money. And with one signature, you can transfer $1 billion. And then that's the moment that Allah tests you. What do you want to do? Remember you were talking about that person who was behind the desk? What do you want to do? Be patient. Don't use it. He's young. He's walking in the street. And he has all his desires, everything in the highest level of energy. There is a girl that is passing. She's not covered properly, half naked. All his desires is telling him to look. Everything in this world, the material worlds, are telling him look and enjoy it. He put his head down. His own desires pull his head towards the girl. He put his head the other way. Shaitan comes and pull his head towards the girl. He put his head down. I don't want to look. Nafs comes and pull the head towards that haram and that says, you should look. Enjoy it. Sabr and Al Mausia, right? Everything is ready. Come on. It's just one look. And they will justify it. Just one look. Nothing gonna happen. You know. He doesn't look. He turns around. And I look at the sky. Says, Ya Allah, I'll be patient. Because you don't want me to look. Sabru an al-ma'asiyah. When it comes to haram, to sins, I will be patient. It's difficult. Do you think that's easy? I'm not sure about 95 years old, but if you're young, it's difficult. That all your desires are pulling you and pushing you towards that haram. Just one thing and one. And all the desires are there to help you to do that. One of them is enough to pull you down, right? And different things from different aspects are pushing you towards that. But he doesn't look. Only iman of him is telling him, don't look. Allah said that you should be patient. Don't open the gates of your heart. You know, the gates towards your heart are your eyes. Your eyes are worth a lot. Don't open these gates to everything that comes towards you. They're worth a lot. I went to, although this is a sickness that some people, they have it. Doesn't matter, even some people, they're even older, they do it. I went to change the oil on my car. And I was sitting and waiting. There was an old man, he was working there. I was waiting for, you know, the guy to give me the car. A lady came, she was not covered properly. This old man, I don't know, 70 something, 80 years old. I was looking at him. For 5-6 minutes, he was just staring at that lady. And I was just, you know, thinking, really? Not that he didn't even forget about it. All the way to the time that she was going, he was following that lady. And she was looking, he was looking at her. That is a sickness. And by the way, if you just, you know, look at something, you just saw it, you know, you're walking, you see something, right? You're not blind. The hadith and the hukm is that you don't follow it. Because maybe you just saw it, right? You just saw it, so that's fine, but you don't follow it. Some people, they follow that haram, that sense. That's haram. As-sabru anil, you know, ma'asiyah, when it comes to sin, when it comes to haram. To be patient. So he's sitting at the desk over his computer, right? Behind his computer. And he is on the internet. In this wild and savage ocean that can take you inside in the middle of the ocean and can suffocate you and sink you in the middle of it. It's one aspect of the internet, by the way. So he has access, she has access to everything that is possible, to the dirtiest things and pictures and movies and everything in the world that he has access, right? So he can, and no one is there to tell him, no, don't do that. But you see that he wrote with the big size on top of his laptop, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alam ya'lam bi'anna Allah yara? Don't you think that Allah is watching you? And he put it on top of his laptop. As soon as he wants to sit down and turns on the computer, he sees this ayah. Don't you think that Allah is watching you? So he refreshes his allegiance with Allah, and then he starts working. And his non-Muslim friends is there. He says, what is it? What is it written here? What is it written here? Oh, it's nothing. It's just, you know, a reminder as I have a contract with Allah. What contract? With who? Yeah, it's just a reminder between me and Allah. I have a contract. What is the contract? I told Allah, you know what? I'll be patient and I would not fall into haram and I'll be against the sins that you don't want me to be in. But I want you, instead of that, give me more knowledge. Let me be closer to you. I have a contract. It's just a reminder that it reminds me all the time. You see how some youth are, I saw it by the way, some people are smart. They have some notes, some reminders for themselves. Patience. Sabran and Masya. They're very patient, you know, when it comes to harm, although it's difficult. But because of their patience, they're patient. At the beginning, it's just rough, it's difficult, right? But they will use it after a little bit that they try to do it. You might heard about one of the good scholars in Iran called Hajar Panahian. You might heard about him. He said that I was in a taxi and the driver, you know, he was having the music on and I wanted to tell him to turn it off. So I told him, do you like it? He said, yeah, I like it. Do you enjoy this music? Yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. He said, I told him, why I don't enjoy it then? If you enjoy it, why I don't enjoy it? He said, you know what? You have to be with us a little bit more. You have to keep listening to this type of music. I'll give you more this type of music. And then you'll get used to it. And then by listening and listening and listening, you'll get the pleasure. He told him, do you expect me to believe you? He says, yes, this is the way that it is. If you want, you have to practice listening. You have to keep listening to like it. He said, then why when I, me, and the member, when I tell people, come on, say your salats, it's so enjoyable. They said, we don't feel the enjoy. I said, you have to come with us. You have to hang out with me a little bit more. You have to practice. You have to push yourself in that situation more and more and more. Then you will enjoy it. Then you will feel the pressure, the pleasure. Why they don't accept it? He said, he turns off the music. He says, what did you say? Yeah, it takes practice. It takes time. Other aspects of my life, I'm so into practicing and pushing and doing everything that I can to get used to it. When it comes to Islamic and spiritual aspect, I'm so, you know, I can't. I don't have enough sabr. I don't have patience. If I want to show that I'm in love with Allah, I have to do something. I have to sacrifice something, right? I always say, if it's everything sunny, beautiful, nice, at the low, you know, close to the beach and ocean, everything is fine, and I'm a good abd, so what? This is not the sunnah of Allah. When we see Allah, He always tests the best of His people. So I have to somehow sacrifice my desire, sacrifice my something to prove it to Allah. Even in the earthly, you know, love between teenagers, you see that how they prove it to each other that we are attached to each other, we like each other. They somehow sacrifice something. She heard that someone talked bad about her and she can't wait to go and see her and fight with her. Why did you talk to me like this? Talk about me like this. Wait a minute. As-sabru 'ala al-masir. That's the moment, that's the time. Wait, if she talked bad about you, you do dua for her, then inshallah Allah would forgive her. And you know that she took some of your sins for herself. This is the riwayah. If someone talking, doing ghibah against you, Allah will give, take some of your sins and put in the transcript of the person who is backbiting. Good. You want to do it? Do it. Be careful. Sabra an al-ma'siyah. So when it comes to haram, I should be able to be against it. So I need to be patient. The second sabr was as-sabra ala ta'ah. Sabr to worship Allah and to obey Him and to follow Allah and His orders. Do you think that's easy to be with Allah and follow His orders and to be? It's difficult. Do you think that this salah that I always say, this salah that you're reciting, that alhamdulillah, it's easy for you right now? Do you think that's really easy for everyone? Some people, they can. That's a torture for them to wake up for salat fajr. You tell them, you want to die or you want to wake up? He says, I want to die. Some people, I can't, you know, forget my, I have to sleep. So then how come it's fine with me as soon as my dad is calling me or my alarm goes off, I wake up. How come it's easier for me? The reason I'm saying it's difficult, Quran says, Surah Taha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You should order your family to salat, and you do it patiently as well. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. The ibadah, worshipping, is difficult except for those people that they're humble towards Allah. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمْ لَهُ سَمِيَا. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever lies between them. So worship Him and preserve in this worship. Be patient. You have to be patient in ibadah. Sometimes you see that the heart, because it's not... There's a guy called Marwan al-Hakam. You heard about him probably. After Muawiyah and Yazid, he became the caliph. And after the son of Yazid, he became the caliph. Very short time. Very horrible guy. One day he was in Hajj, and he was sitting there, and he was muhrim. He had to observe all his ritual ceremonies. And he said, I don't feel to do that. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. He was sitting there. So he said, I don't like it. If they tell me to do something haram, I can do it and I like it, but I don't like to do anything in Hajj. So they brought someone to him. He said, bring someone to tell me what's wrong with me. They brought someone to him and he talked to him, says, what's wrong? He said, if they tell me to drink, you know, alcohol, if they tell me to do this, to do that haram, to kill Shia, I will do it. But when it comes to worshipping, when it comes to Hajj, I don't like to do it. This guy told him, you know what? Heart has some diseases. The worst disease of the heart is that it will die. Your heart is dead. When you like haram and you hate ibadat and you hate worshipping, that means your heart is dead. Marwan, your heart is dead now. It's difficult. This beautiful hadith that says, Amruna sa'bun mustas'ab, right? La yatahammalu illa malakul muqarrab aw nabiyyun mursal. أو مؤمن امتحن الله قلبه للإيمان. To be with us, to be the follower of Ahlul Bayt, it's not easy. That's why it's valuable. Only those people that they can do it, either they are among the greatest angels, or they are among the prophets, Nabi al-Mursal, or a nice mu'min, an abd, that Allah tested his heart with iman. If you want to be the follower of Ahlul Bayt, that you have to pay something. How much sabr I need to have during the day, 18 hours fasting, to complete my fasting? Don't you think it needs fast? It needs patience? Actually, Ramadan is a great time to practice patience, to be patient. You know how much sabr does it require that I'm standing in front of my parents? They said something totally unjust, an injustice, and I have to be patient, and I have to just be quiet and say nothing. Do you think that's easy? They said something totally make me furious, but I shouldn't even show it. Allah says you shouldn't even, you don't have a right even to show it. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهَمَا أُوفْ. You cannot even say, again. It's not easy, right? To that level of patience and sabr, you need As-sabru ala ta'a. To show that you are patient. Sabru ala ta'a. It's difficult. Unfortunately, sometimes I see that even among adults, we can't find the sabr and the patience is so weak. Specifically when it comes to, you know, family, marital problems, to this type of thing, it's very, very low. As soon as she got married, with the first argument that they have, she starts crying and says, you know what? I knew that we're not good for each other. I knew that we are not a good match. I knew that we shouldn't be together. If you knew all the things, then why did you marry him? Do you think that your grandmother that she could live with your grandfather for 65 years because they had a very nice and romantic life? Not necessarily, because she was more patient than you. Because with the first argument, she didn't say, oh my God, we didn't mean to be together. I hear a lot of things. MashaAllah, you're so smart. How could you get to this conclusion so fast? If everything is fine and beautiful and nice among you guys, believe me, the topic and the concept of patience among couples, we have to find it in the museum. There's no more, you can't see it. As soon as something happened, oh my God, we really know. She thinks, he thinks that everything should be so nice, compatible, beautiful, so we can live together. So if everything is nice and matched together, so what do you want to do then? There's nothing from you, your side, right? I want a divorce. Okay, go to the divorce. So what? Go see what is the other side in the other side. What do they put in the other side for you? Go get divorced to see what's going to happen to yourself, to your children, to your family, to other person in your part. We just learn about talking to be in not patient when it comes to the things. And this, you know, just look at the last option that we have. Get rid of it. Instead of solving the problem, the equation, let's remove the equation. It's not a good, you know, scientist. Instead of removing the equation, go solve it. Say, what's your problem? When it comes to problem with your husband, with your wife, instead of saying, I was right, everything was my right, and I am good, and I was good, and he is doing wrong, she is doing wrong. Instead of that, whoever I'm talking to, my clients, I say, you know what? Say, it was my fault to yourself. It was my fault and my difficulties, and I have to solve it. I have to see what was from my side. When it comes to these type of topics, everybody you know is right. And it was the other person's fault. Be patient. Take your time. And you know why? Because when my daughter was going to marry, the only thing I taught her was just how to cook. The only thing that I taught her was how to put, you know, the chickpeas and meat and tomato together and make food. I didn't talk to her about the patience. I didn't talk to her about the respect of the husband. When my son was going to marry, the only thing that I told him, you know what, son? Make sure that you do this business with this guy so you can make money. I never taught him how to respect his wife. That is the problem. I never told him that you should be patient when you see something is... Be patient. There is a nice proverb in Iran. All those Farsi speakers, they know about it. One day, someone went to have a tattoo. It's famous in this country, you know? He went to get a tattoo, and he looked at the pictures and says, you know what, I want this lion. Usually tattoos are coming from the characteristics of that person. Oh, he's so brave, he wants the lion. Okay, mashallah. So he sits down and he wants to have a tattoo in, you know, the lion tattoo. So the guy who was going to make the tattoo to draw it, he put the needle. As soon as he put it, he says, ouch, ouch, it's so painful. What are you doing? He says, I'm, you know, drawing the lion that you want. He said, where are you drawing? He says, I'm drawing the head of the lion. He says, forget about the head, go somewhere else. The guy started again drawing. Ouch, it's so painful. What are you doing? I'm drawing the tattoo. I'm, you know, making the tattoo of the lion. Well, what part of the lion are you making? I'm making the tail. Forget about the tail, go somewhere else. Again, he said, wow, it's so painful. What? I'm making the stomach of the lion. He said, no, it's so painful, forget about it. And the guy was doing this, what kind of lion is that? It doesn't have the head, it doesn't have the tail, it doesn't have the stomach. It's not a lion, forget about it, get out of here. I have to be patient sometimes. I know it's painful a little bit, but if you want the beauty, if you want it to sit in your characteristics, you have to feel it, you have to be patient a little bit. Many times you see, specifically in the family topics, you see you do everything that all the psychologists and all the, you know, advisors, they told you. You do everything, but there is something wrong. There are some differences among you guys, among us, that we have to only be patient. The only medicine that would work is to be patient. That's it. Let me give you this beautiful riwayah to see the importance of patience. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
As-sabru min al-iman bi manzilati ar-rahmah. Iman. How important is
sabr to iman? It's a good example, right? To see what is it. The example of sabr to iman is like the example of head to the body. A body that doesn't have the head is what? It's dead. A body that doesn't have the head is dead. The iman that doesn't have sabr is a dead iman. There is no iman. Wow. Now you see the importance of this topic in our trip towards Mi'raj and ascension towards Allah. If I want to be in this trip, if I want to keep going and traveling towards Allah, Sayyid Allah, I need to have patience. There's no iman without sabr. In Quran, Allah says, "Inni jazaytuhum bima sabaru, innahum humul faizun." Around 100 ayah in Quran we have about sabr. How many times Allah repeated in Quran, "Inna Allah ma as-sabirin wasbir alladhina sabaru wasbir alladhina sabaru inna Allah ma as-sabirin." How many times Allah mentioned in Quran that you have to be patient, you have to be patient.